This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Sometimes when you roll science and ethics and money together, things get a little messy. There are possibly examples of that are better known than the case of Henrietta Lacks, but probably not too many. The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks was a best-selling book. It was also an HBO movie starring Oprah Winfrey. Cancer cells were taken from Lacks' body without her consent back in 1951, cells that have become among the most important in medical research. Something like 17,000 patents are associated with them. Conspicuously missing from some of the stories about the legacy of those cells, though, is that issue of money and who, in essence, is responsible for the cells. Attorney Christina Bostic is trying on behalf of one of Lacks' grandsons to change that by seeking legal guardianship of the cells. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Why does this case matter to you?
You know, I am concerned about the exploitation of disenfranchised people in this country and how the law functions to disempower them from having a voice and from pursuing any concerns about their case. That's not the way America is supposed to work. You're supposed to be able to utilize the legal system to find justice. And so this was sort of right up my alley. It kind of just came to me that I should reach out to Ron Lacks, who's the grandson of Henrietta Lacks, and see if there was anything I could do to help.
We should say here, because it's important, you, on behalf of the family, don't seek ownership of the cells and the cell line, but rather guardianship. Explain that to me.
Yes, there is a some legal background that says you can't really own a cell or something that has been disposed of from your body. So I think it's more of an uphill battle to look at ownership of the cells or to try and patent a cell. And so a guardianship of the cell really says that the cell owns itself. The cell has rights. And so this is a question that's really unique. Is a cell, in and of itself, life?
Not to get cold-blooded about this, but there's millions, probably billions of dollars in patents and intellectual property and all kinds of things that have come from this cell line.
That's right. There are many steps to this process. This is a big case. It's very technical, very medical and scientific. And so some of those scientific aspects of things are going to have to be dealt with by experts. But my main concern is how do we get this case into court? Because so far it hasn't had a day in court, right? And that's primarily because there's this thing called statute of limitations in the law. So you only get somewhere between 1 and maybe 10 years, depending on what the claim is, to file a lawsuit.
If you prevail and this goes the way you hope it goes for your clients, what does that look like?
Well, right now, like I said, we are pursuing a guardianship petition. So the first step is how can I get the cells themselves to pursue a claim? Then the next step is to sue Johns Hopkins in particular.
Which is where Henrietta Lacks went in 1950-ish, right, to get this original treatment from which this cell line was derived.
That's exactly right. When her cells were taken and studied, the communications back and forth between her, the treatments, all of those things need to sort of be legally investigated. And so the next step is sort of going through what we call the discovery process to figure out what information is out there and if there are any other litigants that we need to pursue.
Hopkins, we should say, denies culpability here, right?
Yes, that is my understanding, that the statute of limitations has run. There should be no ability to file a claim against them and that they did not take out a patent, which they weren't legally authorized to do, on the cell, so they haven't reaped a benefit. I think that that's a little black and white, and it's, whether or not there has been a profit here is something that needs some investigating.
Christina Bostic, attorney in Baltimore, Maryland, for the grandson, I guess, Ron Lacks, of Henrietta Lacks, of the book
That's right.
and the movie. Christina, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.